Communications. Carla, the first item, please.
Item 392, request of Lightning Super Watchdog PDX to address council regarding administrative exclusions.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog. Again, on that exclusion policy, it was my understanding after 30 days you would have a validation hearing and come back in my opinion, remove the clauses you had in there to exclude up to 30 days, 60 days, even up to a year, because it has been determined that it is unconstitutional by a very reputable judge, Judge Michael Simon, based upon his analysis of numerous cases and a statement that he made that if he was to go in the direction that you're proposing, he'd be the first judge in the nation to ever do so without any cases that would substantiate that. Again, if you proceed forward with that, it will be considered unconstitutional. You were sworn in as a mayor to uphold the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And at that point, as you know, that it will definitely create some problems. Issue number two, we're talking on those autonomous vehicles again. One of the things that I find interesting about Elon Musk is that he looks at these situations but also projects out even farther, you know, where he's talking about multi-planets, solar, just about space, everything else you can look at. But he's also talking the autonomous vehicles, and he's projecting out also having an understanding that you also have to look at how many jobs, mass unemployment you will create by going in that direction. So there has to be a solution created before you actually implement the autonomous vehicles. He has suggested with the mass unemployment that there should be a universal income created for the people that will be employed by that time. These corporations have to take that in consideration, that you cannot create enough jobs when you create mass employment at the degree that autonomous vehicles will create through the world. You have to create an income for them when they lose their employment, and that's number one. Number two, he's looking at, as you know from AI research, creating robots to replace you. He also understands that he needs to protect human species, meaning that they need to adapt to the robots and be just as smart so they're not replaced too. Because in my opinion, you all could be replaced, and that may seem like a moonshot idea in the words of Google, Tesla, and where they're going, but let me tell you something. Crazy it might sound, autonomous vehicles, smartphones in your hand, internet, well, that's what they were calling them many years before. So think about it. If you get replaced, you're going to save us a lot of money. That's about $130,000 each there. AI is coming, and let's hope you don't get replaced, but we'll set you up on a universal income plan also. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.